en la cultura actual se exalta muy a menudo la libertad del individuo concebido como...
Pope Benedict warned that attempts are being made to organize the life of society on the basis of subjective desires alone. The Pope was speaking during the Sunday Mass, which concluded the Fifth World Meeting of Families in Valencia, Spain. A huge percentage of the 1.5 million people gathered in and around Valencia's City of Arts and Sciences had been there for nearly 24 hours. They'd arrived the day before to claim a place for Saturday's vigil and never left. They were still full of energy, waving flags from countries around the world and from the different regions of Spain. Some people watched the Mass from their balconies. Several apartment buildings and hotels circle the site, which is Valencia's main convention center. They were witnesses to an historic event, the Bishop of Rome celebrating Mass with what is believed to be the Cup of Christ, the Holy Grail itself, which is kept in the Cathedral of Valencia. The Holy Father follows the tradition of Pope John Paul II, who celebrated Mass with the sacred vessel when he visited Valencia in 1982. During his homily, the Pope said the new attempts to organize society have no reference to objective and foundational truths, such as the dignity of each human person and his inalienable rights and duties. The Pope reminded the people that the Church teaches us to respect and foster the marvelous reality of the indissoluble marriage between a man and a woman, which is the origin of the family. The situation of the family in the world and the attempts to undermine it with new legislation on abortion, divorce, and same-sex marriage has been a constant theme of the 9-day-long meeting here in Valencia, but Pope Benedict chose to concentrate on the positive aspects of the family in today's world. He reflected on the readings from the Book of Esther and the second letter of St. Paul to St. Timothy, and how both works spoke of the family's role in transmitting the faith, which was the theme of this Fifth World Meeting of Families. He said that none of us gave ourselves life or single-handedly learned how to live. All of us received from others both life itself and its basic human truths, and we have been called to attain perfection in relationship and loving communion with others.
I trust that your experiences here will have strengthened your commitment to promoting the integrity of family life.
The Pope pointed out that faith is not merely a cultural heritage, but the constant working of the grace of God who calls us and our human freedom, which can respond or not. He said that although no one can give this answer for another, Christian parents are still called to give a credible witness of their Christian faith and hope, so their children can receive God's call with the utmost clarity and authenticity. During the Mass, married couples led the prayers of the faithful, speaking in 7 different languages.
All the pastors of the church, bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be united to their communities and assist them in transmitting the faith to the younger generations, together with the religious and social values that Jesus Christ entrusted to us, and that they may be comforted by new vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. Let us pray to the Lord.
After the Mass, the Pope recited the Angelus and greeted pilgrims from around the world.
May God abundantly bless you and the souls you represent, and through the intercession of Mary, Mother of the Church, may you and your families be filled with the wisdom of her Son.
He ended the Fifth World Meeting of Families by announcing that it will occur once again in 2009. The Sixth World Meeting of Families will be hosted by Mexico City. After the Mass, Pope Benedict went directly to the airport, leaving Spain with a final word. He said that he is confident that with the help of God, this World Meeting of Families will keep echoing, like a joyful song, the love, life, and faith shared by families, and help today's world to understand that the marriage covenant, whereby man and woman establish a permanent bond, is a great good for all humanity. Reporting from Valencia, Spain, I'm Charles Collins.
Formando el pueblo de Dios. Ven, ven, ven.